Hare Krishna. So, on the occasion of the supremely sacred month of Kartik, let us understand how Krishna provides us His mercy in this month and how we can use this, benefit from this mercy, rejoice in this mercy. Krishna manifests in various ways in this world. He manifests as the deity, as Daru Brahma, or the Jagannath is inward, or he can be in stone. He can manifest in various ways. Similarly, Krishna manifests as Shabda, as the Vedic sound vibration, especially as the holy name. So similarly, Krishna also manifests in space and time. So in space, he manifests as the dhams, and in time, he manifests as the holy days. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, on the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, celebrating that occasion, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami offers obeisances to that sacred day on which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Now we may wonder, how can you offer obeisances to a day? What do? You go do in front of a calendar and offer obeisances? No, the idea is that everything connected with Krishna is sacred, and it is not just sacred because it is connected with Krishna. Actually, that day itself becomes spiritualized, filled with spiritual potency. So that's why the holy days, especially the days connected with the Lord's pastimes, they are the manifestation of Krishna as time. Every moment in those days is very special, surcharged with spiritual potency. So we have like that one, two days throughout the year, but Kartik is a full month which is filled with Chaitanya, with the Lord's potency. Kartik is a month which is very dear to Lord Srimati Radharani, and Radharani is the dearmost devotee of Sri Krishna. So her Krishna's mercy, Krishna's love, it goes greatest to Radharani, and to all other souls, devotion and mercy comes through Radharani. So by cherishing and relishing that which is her gift to us, Kartik is actually her gift to us, and it is a month dear to us, and when we have the opportunity to perform devotional service in that month, that is our great fortune. So by relishing and cherishing that opportunity, we can make an extraordinary spiritual advancement. Now, Kartik is not just a very sacred month, but actually it is itself, if we have a graph and something which is a giant peak as compared to the normal level. So Kartik is like that. As compared to the rest of the year, it's a giant peak of spiritual potency. But it's not just a peak, it's like a plateau. And within, it's a giant plateau, and within that plateau there are further peaks. So there are so many holy days within Kartik, starting from Govardhan Puja and the Damodar pastime, and then the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, and so many festivals, this Deepadan also. So all these festivals, so it's the whole Kartik month is like a peak of spiritual potency, and within that peak becomes like a plateau, and then there are further peaks. So every single one of these days of Kartik, and even within them, the special days on which there are festivals, they are all surcharged with potency. And Srila Prabhupada would say that devotees can be like spiritual opportunists. Now, wherever there is an opportunity, grab that opportunity. We don't want to grab that opportunity so that we can benefit ourselves. Actually, we want to grab the opportunity to gain more and more Krishna's mercy. For what sake? Not just so that we can become free from the miseries of material existence, or that we can go back to Godhead. No, that is not our goal. Our goal is that we want to become purer so that we can serve Krishna better. So every opportunity of purification, we grab so that we can, when we are purer, we can serve Krishna better. So even in our opportunism for self-purification, there is selflessness. And in that selflessness, there is the supreme satisfaction. So the opportunity of Kartik, the month of Damodar, is an opportunity to make tremendous spiritual advancement and increase our service to Krishna for His pleasure, and through that for our own supreme fulfillment. Thank you. Kartik Mahas ki Jai.